When our neighbors fall, commit sin, and go astray, do we scold, admonish, or yell at them? Or do we understand, forgive, help them? Our first reading today from Prophet Isaiah help us what we must do when our neighbors fall on sins and wrongdoing. Prophet Isaiah said, "If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday." God will repay us in every good things that we do to others. He will bless us, shower us good gifts, and give us abundant graces spiritually and materially. As the saying goes, the more you give, the more you will receive. While in our gospel, the calling of Levi, also known as Matthew, raised a lot of questions to the religious leaders because Jesus was associating himself to public sinners like Levi. Jesus answered them with a remarkable words and an invitation too for those who want to follow him. He said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So when the Pharisees challenged Jesus' unorthodox behavior in eating with public sinners, Jesus' defense was quite simple. A doctor doesn't need to treat healthy people. Instead, he goes to those who are sick. Jesus likewise sought out those in the greatest need. A true physician seeks healing of the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Jesus came as the divine physician and good shepherd to care for his people and to restore them to wholeness of life. So, my dear sisters and brothers, we are all sinners. We need Jesus to heal us. So let us approach him in this Eucharist, that our Lord will give us healing in body and soul. May he also bless us as we bless other people by helping, supporting, and lending our hands to get them up from their sinfulness, not to condemn, but understand them, and not to be indifferent, but to be considerate to them. As Prophet Isaiah is reminding us, we will receive reward for every good deed we do to others. So be good and do good.